Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
originally on Verve Records, the wonderful sound of Sonny Stitt, and a track from his album Saxophone Supremacy, and that was an HMV UK pressing. Sonny Stitt on tenor saxophone, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Mel Lewis was playing drums, recorded in 1959. And before 10 o'clock, the last track we heard was the Chris Schilder Quintet, and the title track from the album Spring, recorded in Johannesburg in 1968. Chris Schilder on piano, his brother Philip Schilder on bass, Winston Mankunku Ngozi on tenor saxophone, wonderful South African tenor man. Gary Creel was on guitar, and Gilbert Matthews was playing the drums. The whole band from Cape Town, apart from Gilbert, who was from Port Elizabeth. And we're staying on the west coast of America next, and another UK pressing of a west coast swinger. This time it is the Lenny Niehaus Octet Part 2. And this is a tune called Blue Room, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And it features Niehaus on alto saxophone, Bill Holman on tenor, Jimmy Giuffre on baritone sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Bob Enervoldsen on valve trombone, Pete Jolly on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelley Mann was playing drums. Recorded in Hollywood in 1955, produced by Lester Koenig, originally for his Contemporary record label. As I say, this is another UK beautiful mono pressing on Vogue. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans with you till 11. Nora Quintet, recorded in 1963, came out on Brunswick Records, the album European Jazz Sounds, and that's their take on Tubby Hayes's Down in the Village, which Tubby had recorded a year previously in his live session at Ronnie Scott's. And the personnel was Michael Nora on piano, Peter Renke on alto saxophone, Wolfgang Schluter on vibes, Wolfgang Luschert on bass, and Joe Ney was playing drums. Next up on Spinning Jazz, we are moving to Washington, the Paul Winter Sextet, and an album on Columbia Records called Jazz Premier Washington. Paul Winter on alto sax, Les Rout on baritone sax, Dick Witzel on trumpet, Warren Bernhardt on piano. He wrote the tune I'm going to play for you. Richard Evans on bass and Harold Jones on drums. It was recorded in 61, and following this band's extensive exposure at that time, they were invited to the White House by Jackie Kennedy to perform Young People for Young People concert. They were all in their early to mid-20s at the time, and yes, of course, Paul Winter had explored the bossa nova genre at this time as well, and yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how times have changed. It's hard to imagine a band of progressive jazz musicians being invited to the White House at the moment in this rather unusual time that we are living in. Anyway, enough about that. Let's enjoy some jazz. This is Papa Zimbi, and it's Spinning Jazz. 1961, the album The Big, Big Sound of Larry Wilde Rice. That is Sandra's Dream, Larry Wilde Rice. On drums, Bobby Bryant. On trumpet, Jim Spaulding. Tenor, alto and flute, Bobby Blivens. On the Hammond organ. And next up, we're going to get soulful. And not that that wasn't soulful, of course. And it's a very good morning to Stu and Dave, the Soul Brotherhood in Widnes and Liverpool, respectively. Hi to Sol and Nicola in Liverpool. Hello to John McCormack over in Manchester. Jake Snell down in London. Also hi to Shane O'Neill over in Ireland. Jane Brannigan and family in the Midlands. And a very good morning in Nottingham to Derek, Catherine, Taya and Neve. Hope you're all well this morning. And belated congratulations and lots of love to Mark and Amanda in Doncaster on your recent wedding. Hope you both and all the family are doing well. Thank you.
Sister by the name of Sue Conway.
Preceded by from 1973 Frank Owens on Encounter Records, and next up on Blue Note it is the Duke Pearson Big Band from 1968. This is Spinning Jazz Sheffield Live, Pete Evans till 11. ¶¶
Ha ha ha!
is Duke Pearson's Minor League, and I'm going to leave you this week with another Blue Note, this time an album that was recorded in 59, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This is the title track, Just Coolin', which was written by tenor man Hank Mobley. Amazingly, this album was not released until 2020, and just remains for me to wish you all good luck, good health, peace. This is Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. See you next week.